Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to talk high school football, and with the games in the regular season winding down all over the state on Wednesday night ahead of MEA, they had the big 6A bracket reveal earlier today, and that was on the website Strip Varsity. They had a big crew in and did the reveal and seeded the top four teams, and here we go. 6A tournament starts a week from tomorrow at sites all over the metro area. Meanwhile, 5A through 9 player playoffs will get started already on Saturday, or I should say on Tuesday, and then round 2 there would be a week from Saturday. So a quick turnaround for 5A through 9 player. Some teams would have games Wednesday night, ultimately play on Tuesday, and then have to go against a number one or a number two seed in that section the following Saturday. Certainly tough duty indeed. And we are joined by Jim Paulson from the Star Tribune and part of that brand new online venture, Strip Varsity. Jim, good to visit with you.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. First of all, I want to talk about the game Minnetonka, Maple Grove. I understand you were covering there on Wednesday night.
Yes, that's where it was Wednesday night. It was very similar to the game that Minnetonka and Maple Grove played last year at the end of the regular season, where Minnetonka came out, got an early lead, a couple of touchdowns, but Minnetonka never stayed true to who they are. They just kept plugging away, and suddenly it just wore the other team down, and Maple Grove just pulled away at the end. I think they scored 30 straight points and ended up winning 30-14.
Yeah, so Maple Grove, solid number one all year in the media poll. And Jim, each week you did kind of a top 25 of teams from all classes around the state. And, you know, you had them solidly number one as well. And it's hard to argue with that.
It really is. They've got so much depth and, you know, so much talent. They lost a lot from last year's state championship game. I can't deny that. But the thing about this Maple Grove team is they had so many guys just waiting in the wings and looking for the chance to step up and play. James Engel, their great little running back, is a perfect example of it. He's a first-year starter this year, and he's just running wild. And he's quick feet, strong, fast, runs tough. And he is he didn't have a chance to even show what he could do last year, and he was just waiting this year to get the chance to do that. So there's an awful lot of talent at Maple Grove, and it's a team that's looking like they're a very good bet to repeat this year.
Yeah, and I really like how they do the 6A bracket. I've always liked this format. 32 biggest schools. They put together a bracket and they play all the way down to Prep Bowl. I think it's super straightforward. I really like how they do it.
You know, one of the things that people overlook about that's a great thing, is that they don't play now until next Friday. So they have an entire week off to get a little bit healthier and to be ready to go in the playoffs, whereas the other sections are all starting on next Tuesday, and then they'd have to play again Saturday after that. And then they just played Wednesday night last night, too. So this is a situation where a lot of those other sections outside of 6A, a lot of other classes, some teams may end up having to play three games in a 10-day span. And you know, if football is such a rugged sport, that's tough to do at this time of year.
Yeah, and there is one thing I wanted to bring up, Jim, and all of that, and it is a good one. And I think about it a little bit every year is, you know, all 32 teams among the big schools get into the playoffs. That is unusual. A lot of states, you don't get an automatic bid into the postseason, if you will. It's been done that way ever since I can remember here. But, you know, some would argue that, you know, maybe we should streamline who gets into the postseason. I can't imagine the coaches would support it, but it's been brought up.
No, I don't think they would either. I think the high school league is very proud of certain aspects of how they conduct state tournaments. One of the things is the regionality. They'd like to have regional representation. That's why they have separate sections based by the areas of the state. And the other is that everybody gets into have a chance at the state tournament, into the postseason. I mean, obviously, it's not realistic for all teams. Some teams are one and out when they get to the postseason in whatever sport they play in. But I think that's one thing that they pride themselves on, is that once you get to this time of year, everybody's 0-0, and everybody has a chance. And they love that. It kind of keeps that equity going that they're looking for and keeps teams going strong, particularly if you have teams that may have had injury issues or something like that, and they have another chance when they get to the postseason. I think the high school league is very proud of that aspect of how they play and how they set up the state tournaments, and I don't think that's ever going to change.
Yeah, and when you look at what happened in 6A, you got Maple Grove number one overall seed. I don't think anybody would argue with that. Other number ones include Forest Lake, Rosemount, and Centennial. And, you know, Centennial has had a very nice year. Rosemount, you know, kind of emerged as the season went on as a team to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really anticipates Rosemount having the type of year that they have. But, you know, they've had a good program at Rosemount for a long time. And Jeff Erdman is a very good coach. He knows how to get the most out of his team. He coaches a team that plays physical, doesn't beat itself. They run the ball. They can throw the ball a little bit. They've got great defensive players. And everybody is ready to go. There's no divas, no me-first attitudes on Rosemount. And Jeff Erdman has done that for a long, long time, and they're back where they belong for a long time. They've won seven in a row. I think they lost their first game of the season to Centennial, but they had a big victory last night over Lakeville South, another very good team that had the winner of that game, I think, was going to end up with a number one seed, and it just turned out to be Rosemount. And congratulations to them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
here's an intriguing matchup in that Maple Grove bracket, and that is Eastridge against Andover. They made the move up from 5A this year. Andover has played well at times. I think the jump from 5A to 6A maybe showed that they might need to get a little bigger. So that one stands out as a good one in that bracket. The reward is you get Maple Grove the next week. Another intriguing one that stands out to me as well early in this tournament is Osseo and St. Michael Albertville. Darren Lamker is back at Osseo, and the Orioles have been pretty solid this year, and of course they're just right down the street from Maple Grove, and you talked about all that depth. I'm just thinking aloud that at some point all those kids that are riding the bench in Maple Grove say, hey, I can go play for a pretty good coach down the street at Osseo.
No, it is interesting in that school district. Park Center is the third team in that Osseo school district. And I talked to Darren Lampkin before the game against Andover a couple weeks when Osseo played lights out. They fell behind early because, you know, it's what Andover has done to a lot of teams this year, but they kept plugging away. And like Darren Lampkin said to his team, he said, just keep playing hard and good things will happen. And that's exactly what happened for Osseo that night. But Lampkin is also telling me that it's not the same place that he left 10 years ago when he had coached them to the Class 6A championship. Their numbers are down at Osseo, just like they are at Park Center. And he was actually touting the idea that maybe Park Center and Osseo might have to combine forces to present one combined team coming out of the district, just simply to be able to stay competitive. At the same time, the other team in the district, Maple Grove, numbers are booming, going through the roof. They had hundreds of kids out for their youth football program. You can see it's going on and paying dividends in the high school levels. They've already won two titles in the last 3 years and are odds on favorites to win a third this year. So there's a little bit of inequity going on between those schools in that district. And I think that you're going to see a push to bring the Osseo and Park Center teams together sometime soon.
Yeah, and they've already done it in other sports. OPC, they play together. For instance, girls hockey comes to mind. I believe they do that in lacrosse, et cetera, Osseo and Park Center. I'm just saying the proximity between Maple Grove and Osseo High School, and, you know, okay, Maple Grove dresses 120 kids. I also think part of playing high school sports is being able to play and play in the games on Friday night. And, you know, there's only so many jobs and so many spots on the field. A couple other things I wanted to bring up in the 6A bracket. You got number 15 Edina and number 18 Farmington. So, and the way you did it at Strip Varsity, I think, was kind of cool. You have, you know, the number one overall seed, and then you kind of break down the bracket that way, I think, which is kind of cool to look at it. But Mason West is a fun quarterback, and Edina still can be a dangerous team for sure.
Yeah, and you saw that a couple of weeks ago when they beat Minnetonka, and they were the first team to do
that's
that.
That's right.
It was a shootout last night between Edina and Moorhead when Jet Feeney, the great Moorhead junior quarterback, is finally back to playing after missing five games with a shoulder injury and getting ready to play in the postseason. He came out, and maybe Moorhead won 51-44 over Edina. And the matchup of those two quarterbacks with Mason West and Jet Feeney has had to be something for fans. And mindful a little bit of play for shootouts Moorhead had with Alexandria last year in 5A against eventual Mr. Football Chase Thompson. So that was from Alexandria. Well, it was the type of fun football night that you'd like to see. And that Moorhead team, they're going to be scary in the postseason. Well, they got Jeff Feeney back, and they've got some skill players. They can put a lot of points on the boards quickly. And so a lot of coaches during today's pregame talk about the selection show think Moorhead might be the wild card in this whole bracket thing. So Moorhead, they've got a sixth seed overall in their brackets, but nobody wants to take Moorhead lightly. That's a team that can do a lot of good things.
And they'll be on the road at Blaine a week from Friday. And we will run down the whole bracket when we let Jim go in a moment. And, of course, all the other brackets are filling in. I brought it up with Vanita. I was sitting in for Henry this morning on the 740 Sports, and we talked high school football. And you kind of look at, and, you know, Jim, you put the media poll together every week, and you see how people vote. You know, you've got Maple Grove in 6A. They're super solid. St. Thomas Academy in 5A, and you go on down the list. What about the Minnesota Vikings in 1A? They beat Dawes and Boyd last night. They've won 41 in a row, the longest winning streak in the state. What a machine. And certainly the overwhelming favorite there.
You know, it's interesting with the Minnesota. They are a team that always seems to be just be able to reload at 1A. And that's not easy at 1A, because you have to have football as a game of numbers to have that kind of talent and those kind of kids. I think what happens with Minnesota, as it happens in a lot of sports, is I think opponents go in oftentimes, you know, already defeated. They've got this mindset, well, Minnesota is going to be great. We can't compete with them. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I've seen teams that go into games against Minnesota and they get just, you know, blown, have their doors blown off. They're probably not that much better than these teams. Minnesota isn't, but they're confident. They know how to run their game plan, and the opponents just don't feel like they can win those games. There was a game that they lost that Minnesota won 75-6. This year, just not long after winning a game 69-6. And I know Minnesota's good. They're not 75-6, 69-6 good. But they know how to win. They know how to play. They've won three straight championships. They've won 41 in a row. Somebody's going to beat them someday, but this year doesn't look like the year.
Well, and I heard last night on the way home, by the way, I saw number two in 5A, Spring Lake Park, come back and beat Brainerd last night at Spring Lake Park 17-10. Brainerd had a 10-0 lead early in quarter number two, and the Spring Lake Park faithful were getting restless, Jim. I was calling the game. By the way, it was one of the Star Tribune game of the week, so that was kind of cool. A rare appearance for me on the Star Tribune game of the week, and then they came back, led it 14-10 at the half, and go on to a 17-10 victory and finish a regular year 8-0. But it is pretty amazing, you know, to be able to run the table, and a tip of the cap to all those teams that did go 8-0 in the regular season. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that Spring Lake Park team, they're not flashy. They play the same sort of beer-type offense that they've always done there. And their coach, Nolan Roach, Nolan Roach is a good quarterback that's still kind of getting his feet wet at the position. I talked to their head coach before the game when we played against a game I covered a couple of weeks ago. And they're a team that runs the ball. They play good defense. And their coach, Roach, can come up, their quarterback, Roach, can come up and hit a good pass or two once in a while. So they have good balance. They're not going to beat themselves. And teams that run the ball well are set up for success at this time of year.
Yeah, for sure, especially as the weather turns, and inevitable that we're going to get some cold ones on the way indoors for the state football semifinals and Prepel. Hey, Jim, you and the entire team at the Star Tribune doing a great job this year. And like I say, what a thrill to be able to call a Star Tribune game of the week last night. That was fun.
I'll pass that along in our next meeting and say that's we got to throw a little bit more Steve Thompson's way.
Well, here's the thing. Hopefully you didn't get any angry emails or anything. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, I haven't seen any. Well, I'll make sure to let you know if we do.
Hey, Jim, always good to visit with you. We'll see you down the road.
Thanks for calling, Steve. Good talking to you.
All right, there is Jim Paulson once again, Star Tribune, and their online venture, Strip Varsity, and they had that big bracket reveal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.